Welcome to our audio cast for Friday, August 10th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Oil really is the lifeblood of your aircraft power plant, but how much do you really know about that fluid that lubricates all your engine's moving parts and dissipates heat? AvWeb contributing editor Russ Niles sat down with ConocoPhillips' Gabe Giordano to find out more about aircraft lubricants and how this knowledge can help pilots extend the life of their aircraft engine.
What's the difference between oil for aviation purposes and oil that you put in the family car?
The biggest difference is the additive system. The automotive engine oils are designed to meet certain emission and wear requirements for the average automobile engine, whereas the piston aircraft require engine oils that are specially formulated for those engines. So it generally has an ashless dispersant system as opposed to an automotive engine oil, which would have a lot of anti-wear, a lot of detergent additives, which would tend to form more deposits, which can be disastrous for a piston engine.
So what does ashless dispersant mean?
Ashless dispersant means that the material will not form a deposit on the pistons, and this is important because it can cause a number of issues such as ring sticking and or also more importantly ash type deposits on the top of the piston, which can promote things like pre-ignition and cause problems with the functioning of the engine.
Are aircraft engines more delicate or do they just work harder?
Actually, they're designed differently, and they're designed. The biggest way you reduce wear in an aircraft engine is through the proper selection of the right viscosity of the engine oil for the application. It's vital that you do select the proper viscosity so that you can get the proper hours before overhaul.
For most of us flying like Homings or Continentals, does that require a lot of research on our part, or do we know what the oil is that we need?
Generally, it's pretty straightforward. You know, if you do still have the operator's manual to get that information. Also, you can call our tech support line, which is 800-766-0050, and get that information for your engine. You can also go to the internet. A lot of the engine manufacturers maintain a lot of information on their engines on the internet, and it's very easy to get their lube recommendations. So you should be able to find out what you want or what you need for your engines. A rule of thumb generally is for piston-opposed engines, you're looking at multi-grades such as a 20W50 and or a 100 in the aviation grade range. And for radial pistons, driven engines, you're going to have a 25W60 and or a 120 grade, generally recommended.
What's the advantage of multi-viscosity over single grade or vice versa?
Well, we promote the use of a multi-grade engine oil, and the reason why is because you have better flow at startup. Startup is the biggest, most critical time, rather, for wear. Most of the wear will occur at startup, so it's important that you get the oil flowing very quickly, and a multi-grade lends that advantage. Actually, cold startup is anything below 60 degrees Fahrenheit for an aircraft engine. So that's not unusual even this time of year for ambient temperatures to get that cool overnight. So that is one advantage. The other advantage is at the operating temperature of the engine, it provides the proper viscosity, a 50 or on the aircraft side, a 100 grade protection. And in instances such as around the ring pack area where temperatures can get a little hot, the multi-grade can actually provide more protection than a single grade.
Most of us are flying engines with oil filters these days, so we're on a 50-hour change cycle. But also most of us aren't flying regularly. Is there anything we can do to prevent damage when the engine is sitting for a long time?
By storage, normally if it's anything over a couple of months, we would recommend that the engine be stored properly per the manufacturer's recommendations. Beyond that, if you're flying less than that, then generally you shouldn't have any issues with corrosion or anything like that in the engine. It does help if you do have an oil analysis program available to, on a regular basis, at least once a year, maybe send in a sample to see what the conditions are for the engine, just to give you a little bit more insight as to what's going on.
Generally speaking, if we're not flying 50 hours a year, is that oil okay until the annual?
I would say if you're not flying 50 hours a year that you may want to change the oil at least once before that inspection. I know if it was mine, I would want to, only because, you know, it is sitting a lot. I know there's nothing that says you don't have to change it until then, but looking at the fact that you're not putting a lot of time on it, I would recommend it.
And that's ConocoPhillips, Gabe Giordano. www.avweb.com, the world's best website for general aviation news and information as it happens, 24/7 updates, news alerts, and be sure to sign up for the AvWeb Flash. You can check that all out at www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com, and today's report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, August 13th. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, August 13th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.